KZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Texas was supposed to vote this afternoon on new congressional district maps, but Democrats have left the state.
Governor Abbott, in a late-night letter, said the walkout by Democrats amounts to an abandonment or forfeiture of an elected state office, and he threatened to remove Democrats from office if they don't return by 3 p.m. today. The Texas Attorney General has said lawmakers could be arrested.
And the House rules and the Senate rules both allow for these people to be arrested if they leave.
The Texas Republican Party calling Democrats cowards and demanding law enforcement hunt down those who think they are above the law.
ABC's Christiane Cordero, the newly drawn maps would likely hand the Republicans five more seats in Congress by splitting up highly Democratic districts. South Korea has begun removing loudspeakers that for years have blasted propaganda across to North Korea. A far-right Israeli leader praying at Jerusalem's most sensitive holy site on Sunday, triggering regional condemnation. This is ABC News.
For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. Attorney General Josh Call has announced another new multi-state lawsuit against actions taken by the Trump administration. The new lawsuit seeks to block the Trump administration's efforts to restrict access to health care for transgender youth. It argues that the administration is overstepping its authority by using threats of criminal prosecution and federal investigations to pressure healthcare providers into reducing or eliminating those services. It also argues that the administration's actions undermine state laws that require equal access to medical treatment. Wisconsin residents will soon no longer need to pay state sales taxes on their electric and natural gas bills year-round under the new biennial budget. The state sales tax exemption had previously applied only from November to April, when utility bills tend to be higher due to the winter weather. Under the new budget, the sales tax exemption will apply year-round and is estimated to save residents a combined nearly $180 million over the next 2 years. The sales tax will automatically be removed from energy bills beginning October 1st. A Rice Lake theater could be forced to close their doors as a lending company seeks the repayment of an $850,000 loan through foreclosure. According to Barron County court documents, the Northern Star Theater Company took out the loan in 2018 by mortgaging the West Marshall Street property. The lender, Wisconsin Impact Fund, filed a complaint last month accusing the theater company of failing to pay the note's outstanding balance by March 1st. The Northern Star Theater Company has not yet responded to the newly filed lawsuit. Wildlife officials say an eaglet that was found in distress along Highway 63 near Mason in late July is recovering well at the Winged Freedom Raptor Hospital in Spooner. The Bayfield County Sheriff's Office says the injured bird was reported on July 23rd. Winged Freedom Raptor Hospital officials estimated the eagle was less than 4 months old when it arrived in critical condition from starvation and dehydration. They believe the eagle may have initially injured itself while learning to fly. They also believe it could have been infected by West Nile virus. For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly.
The Brewers head to Atlanta. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball tonight, the Brewers open a series against the Braves. Milwaukee beating the Nationals yesterday 14-3 to complete a three-game sweep. Manager Pat Murphy says adding new talent like infielders Anthony Ziegler, Caleb Durbin, or trading for Brandon Lockridge is keeping them competitive.
You look at Lockridge and Ziegler, and they don't have very many Major League ABs, so once again, I go back to their hunger. They want to impress. They want to be here. And then Durbin's been on the bench a couple days, so he's like, wait a minute, and that matters. You know, Ortiz finding himself. So all that is collectively healthy situation when you have young, hungry players.
NFL, the Packers taking a day off from practice. Then they get ready to host the New York Jets Saturday night. Overall, Matt LaFleur pleased with the work they got done on family night.
I think everybody's juices are flowing to get to our preseason games and get the Jets here next week.
That's the Packers head coach Matt LaFleur. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
As Wisconsin is cheering on Bucky Badger, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
We have more of that smoky haze from those Canadian wildfires happening today. Otherwise, partly cloudy with a high right around 79 this afternoon. Tonight, mostly cloudy. We'll drop to 58 for a low. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with a high near 80. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 57.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
NFL Hall of Famer, College Football Hall of Famer, Mr. Joe Thomas. You were telling us a little bit about being drafted number 3. You skipped the draft.
I went fishing that day, and I never did it for anything other than I just much rather spend the day fishing with my dad, and I'm hoping that that's a story that keeps being told and gives people a reason. Like, you know what, instead of working today, I'm going to go fishing with my kid. I'm going to make the time because it's impactful. It's memories that they're going to remember for the rest of their life.
The Todd Allbaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station, and on the app.
Where working people come to talk. It's the Rick Smith Show, weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network. Join me for an honest approach to the issues American working families care about. No talking points, no focus groups. Get ready for a heavy dose of democracy, fairness, grit, and no apologies. It's current affairs from a working class labor perspective. Facts are center, science is real, and everyone gets a seat at the table. The Rick Smith Show, weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Todd Allbaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us Monday for an important show. Measles is on the rise. Vaccinations are down. We talk to the folks at Wisconsin Watch what that means for you. Join us.
The Todd Allbaugh Show. Weekdays 2 to 4. The Buzz of the North. 910 AM WBZH.
Missed your favorite show live on air?
Across Wisconsin on Civic Media, you're listening to Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, powered by Up North News. Now, from our Lake Wissota studio, here is the founding editor of Up North News, Pat Kreitlow.
It is 8:06 on this Monday morning, August 4th. It is nice to have you back here up north, live from Lake Wissota and all across the state. Parker Olson is normally producing this shindig. Instead, Parker's taking an extended weekend. We know because he's heckling us in the comment sections on YouTube. But Dom is sitting in, in his place over in Studio A1. Although, what is the correct term there? The studio's A1, but the control rooms have like some other designation, right?
I'm too new. I don't even know. I honestly don't even know.
Okay. Yeah. That's okay. You weren't told there would be a pop quiz here, so we'll let you go with that. But Dom's here pinch hitting. Meteorologist Brittany Merlot is here, and of course, John and Gordy from their Civic Media morning show, 6 to 8 in the Madison area, or catch it on the Civic Media app. So, Brittany, let's just get going with you because this is, am I right that this is going to be one of the cooler, not cooler, but this will be, it's going to get warmer from here.
Yeah, pretty much.
We got to warm up throughout the course of the week.
But yes, we are.
So higher temperatures, less smoke, right?
Yes, that's the plan. Let's hope it sticks to that. It's going to get sticky, right?
Okay. As sticky as a Pat Murphy pocket pancake? I mean, because that's what I'm hearing from Alicia. She's envisioning that sticky pockets, that poor equipment manager who's got to deal with Murphy's pocket pancakes. I don't know that he puts syrup on it, though. I wouldn't do that. I'm getting no support for the pocket pancake.
Not in your pocket anyway.
please Brittany, continue with the sticky weather. Okay. You were saying.
Okay. So a little bit like syrup. That's what we're going to be feeling like later on this week and into the weekend. Sticky. But until then, still battling some of that wildfire smoke and haze still lingering, and air quality alert obviously still in effect until noon today. It might get extended one more day for parts of the state because the high pressure system is still here. It's only moved over a little bit towards Michigan, but it has taken some of that wildfire smoke and moved it off more towards the eastern parts of the Great Lakes. But it is still unhealthy in towards Milwaukee, the Fox Valley, even into Madison right now. A little bit of relief far northwest where it's not too bad, more at a moderate level. So as we go through the afternoon, high pressure still here, clear skies, besides the haze and the smoke filled out there on occasion, you could see it burn off a little bit. Highs will hit the upper 70s to scraping the low 80s today. So very comfortable, humidity staying tame. It starts to increase by Wednesday. We'll start to feel pretty muggy on Wednesday, becoming humid on Thursday, and those temperatures hitting near 90 degrees as we go into the weekend. So yes, that is returning, but still staying comfortable up until today, tomorrow, and we'll really start to feel that midweek. But patchy dense fog still possible in places this morning, again overnight tonight and tomorrow morning. A lot of sunshine south today and a few more clouds hanging around up north today.
Does the increase in temperatures bring back like any shot at like thunderstorms, things like that?
Oh, yeah. I wasn't trying to depress everybody, though.
Oh, no, no, no. It's okay. We are noticing we've loved this nice spell of weather, but you're starting to see that in the lawns and things going, all right, a little rain wouldn't be the worst thing, you know.
Yeah. Looks like by Wednesday night, we should get some of that Thursday, Friday, into the weekend, too.
All right, Brittany, thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Great.
Yes, you're welcome.
All right. Hey, remember, if you miss an episode of this show, you can always catch it as a podcast. Head over to Spotify or Apple, wherever you get your podcasts. You can also listen through the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us. But we'd love to have you as a follower for this show and all of the fine Civic Media shows that certainly include John and Gordy down there at WMDX in Madison. Guys, how are you this morning?
We're good.
Doing all right. Yeah. How are you, Pat?
Pretty good here. It was a very busy weekend, but it was just all around the house. So partly productive, partly relaxing. Folks who missed it earlier, I've already confessed to not forgetting to take my AirPods out of my pocket until I heard all this banging from the dryer as I was trying to fall asleep last night. I finally get up and what is that noise? And you know, it's like, is it you know. From jeans, you know, sometimes the buttons, the buckles and things like that. Right. And I go, and I see the AirPod case, and then I see the left AirPod, and then I see the right AirPod. I know they've gone through the washer.
Yeah.
So I'm like, this can't be good. But I just tried them during the news, and holy cow, AirPods. They can go through a washing machine.
That's amazing.
And still work just fine.
So the case, does the case charge those?
The case charges them,
okay.
Yeah.
And that still works, too, right?
Green light on it. Still holds a charge.
Can't believe it. Apple doesn't stand up well to anything, but okay, I'll go with that. I'm not a big fan of Apple's, so.
I joined the cult a long time ago, and now I'm kind of trapped in it. I mean, I've seen I've seen like people's Galaxy phones and others, and I've been jealous. But I'm like, well, I got all. If I change the one, I got to change them all.
See,
that's how they get you.
I have that Galaxy right here. If you're on, if you're watching,
look at that.
I have the Fold. Yes, I do. So
those fold screens, they really work?
They really do work. There is one problem with them, though. The screen protector doesn't last as long as the actual screen that comes with the phone. That's the sad part. So eventually, in about a year, I'll peel that thing off, and I won't have the protector on anymore. You can take it someplace and have another one put on, but that costs a little bit of money. Can't do it.
All these things cost little bit of money now.
That's true.
What'd you guys do over the weekend?
Well, let's see.
I was watering plants because you brought it up with Brittany. You know, it is starting to get dry again. You know, if you get a new tree, they need constant watering to establish those roots. So that's what I was doing. Man, the neighbors were asking me questions. They just love my work out in the yard.
I just appreciate that work ethic.
Yeah.
And the other thing that started up this weekend, I haven't gone to any of these shows yet, but it's Madison Comedy Week here. So there are something like 80 to 90 to maybe 100 comedians roaming around Madison, going to 9 different venues and performing for the folks. And our producer, Dom, went to a big comedy show. Nate Bergotsky was at the Alliance Center.
Yeah.
In fact, he did 2 shows there. You went there, right?
I went to the first one, and he's a big name. Honestly, I didn't even know about him. I went with my parents, and he was awesome. He was awesome. He talked about comedy on state, and I was like, hey, we're right above there. I should have got up and, you know,
you
pronounced
up
my name and everything. So
should have done that.
Nate Bargatze's like selling out arenas.
If everybody's familiar with him, I mean, he's done a Saturday Night Live bit a couple of times now, playing George Washington, creating words
crossing the
for
baton.
Americans. Yeah.
Talking about how we'll have a system of measuring things.
Yes.
And it'll be called miles. You know, all the weird quirks that we have here.
That is great stuff. Yeah.
And he's a funny guy, and he's just from all reports, a genuinely nice person as well.
Yeah.
Which you don't see enough of there. So, Dom, you said you were not familiar with him, but
Now I definitely am, and my parents definitely put me on the Nate Bergotsky train, because now I'm going to be listening to him all the time now.
I think he's got a bunch of specials on Netflix, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes. Yeah.
We watched one where his daughter went up on stage and introduced him. That was very cute, actually.
Oh,
yeah, it was really neat.
I think it's just great that here's a parent turning on their adult child to something cultural.
Yeah,
instead of the other way around. Yeah. Like, you know, mom, dad, can you put down Lawrence Welk long enough to listen to some of this modern music? And instead, we're schooling them. So that's good.
Well, yeah.
you knew
that he wasn't going to swear very much because his daughter's very young and she went up on stage. So it was a great concert. And by the way, you know, you got to see this guy. He's really good.
He's very, very funny.
Yeah.
And
yes,
clean.
And he works clean, yep. Which is always great. It's like there's always like the next one that works clean. Like Jim Gaffigan comes to
mind.
Yes. Yeah. You know,
right.
when he got big, and again, just doesn't have to go down that road at all. Mm-hmm. They got plenty of people doing it. It works for them. But if you can find that lane, you can get mainstream appeal in no time.
Yeah.
If you're funny. You know,
well,
so this Madison Comedy Fest, is it for any kind of a benefit, or is it just a case of all the comedy clubs get together and this is a great little?
Yeah, I think it's that second option. Yeah, I think it's okay. just promotion. Mainly for the comedians and promote some of the venues. And, you know, we're like Dom mentioned, we're two floors above Comedy on State, which is the comedy club that's been here, I think, the longest in Madison. Mm-hmm. But there are several other venues around, and I think they do this every year. And there's some sort of competitive thing going on with it as well. I don't know how that all works, but
you've been doing Madison local radio here for what, 75 years now?
Yes.
So have you over that time? I mean, combined, have you had comedians on the show? And it, because I haven't, and it strikes me as one of those things where they feel like they have to do it, but that's not their body clock, and so they're not necessarily at their best, or conversely, they're great. Have you had comedians on your shows in the past?
We have. It's not really in their wheelhouse. It's the time of day, and then, you know, there's no real live audience to work.
Yeah, we're not that live.
So it's a tough venue for them.
I think. A little older.
Now we have had them on, and we've played some of their clips. You know, if they've got a CD or something like that, we'll do some of that. But usually it's. It's not the greatest thing for them.
We've had Mike Mercury on a few times way back local. In the past, very local. And this morning, first thing, we invited any roving comedian to stop in on the show and do their thing. Yeah. But we haven't gotten anybody knocking at the door.
Yeah.
So
they're not awake at 6 a.m.
You said there's like 80,000 of them walking around the city here.
Yeah.
Look, if anybody that does specialize in early morning comedy, I mean, they've got a gig at a radio station. You may as well get paid for it.
Right, yeah, that's right.
And and do it that way. Whereas comics wandering off the street, that's very brave of you. I don't know that I could do that. And say, sure, anybody that wants to just stumble in, we'll give you a microphone. That usually describes like a hostage situation or something like that. But
a lot of times it seems like that.
Well, the other good thing about today is that it's National Chocolate Chip Cookie Day.
Oh, what do you got there?
Yeah, our receptionist, Megan, brought these cookies in at the last minute, right before the show ended. So, you know, we've got something to look forward to here for the rest of the day.
When I first saw those, I thought, are those from Insomnia Cookie just down State Street from you guys? Have you ever been to Insomnia Cookies?
No, from the Metro Market.
No.
Oh, no, those are good, too. Don't get me wrong. But Insomnia Cookies, it's a national franchise, and it's, you know, you'll find it in college towns. They specialize, and they're like the Domino's Pizza of chocolate chip cookies. They will deliver freshly baked cookies.
I did not know that. That
sounds
delicious.
Or you can go to their store and get them. And, I mean, you know, freshly baked cookies.
Yes.
Oh,
I mean,
man.
Is it possible to have a bad one? I just don't know.
I don't think so.
Every time I'm down there, I have to wander down and get that. And, of course, you think you're just going to get a chocolate chip cookie because it's National Chocolate Chip Cookie Day. But, oh, no, there's you got to get – I end up with one of everything.
I know.
And then I get home, you know, and Sherry's like, what'd you bring? I'm like, well, you know, honey, it was a 200-mile drive. It's 3 hours. And
Just say they were day-old cookies and you got a good deal.
Yeah, you wouldn't have liked them. Yeah, you wouldn't understand. We're talking with John and Gordy from our Madison station, WMDX. Catch them weekdays 6 to 8, either in the Madison area or on the Civic Media app. A local update is next for some of you. And others will continue to talk about our weekends and week plans and what John and Gordy have planned for their shows as well. But first, a quick note for you about the weekend with the Milwaukee Brewers, in case you missed it. I mean, it just wasn't even fair what these guys did to the Washington Nationals over the weekend. 16-9 on Friday, 8-2 on Saturday, 14-3 yesterday. So they still have far and away the best record in baseball, and now they're on their way to Atlanta, playing Atlanta starting at 5:40, the pregame, tonight, tomorrow, and Wednesday evening on several stations across the Civic Media Radio Network. I'm Pat Kreitlow. You're up north.
This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH. The Buzz of the North is now your home for Milwaukee Brewers baseball.
And he struck him out swinging. Went right back to that sinker and strikes out Iglesias to strand the Mets with the bases loaded.
The Buzz of the North.
Fly ball, right field. It is deep. It is gone! We are tied in the eighth inning on the second homer of the night from Jackson Chourio.
Milwaukee Brewer Baseball on 96.9 WBZH, the Buzz of the North.
No more mold, no more damage, no more slipping and hurting. Make your ordinary bathroom extraordinary for only $99 per month. New shower, new door, new tub, new wall, new anti-slip technology. BCI Bath and Shower is made in America for the highest quality. First 50 callers save $1,500 on a Never-Clear glass treated door. BCI Bath and Shower, interest-free financing options. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115.
That sound? It's your recycling at work. And you can thank a Wisconsin woman for making it happen. Millie Zantow saw a waste sorting system in Japan during a trip in the 1970s. She came home to Prairie du Sac in Sauk County inspired. Her research led to the triangle-numbered plastic recycling system we still use today. So can you guess what percent of all the plastics produced in the United States ends up being recycled? 75%, 25%, or 5%? The answer coming up. Zantow also helped with Wisconsin's recycling laws, along with the opening of one of the first collection centers. But now, are you surprised to learn the answer is just 5% of plastics are recycled? It's according to the group Beyond Plastic. Yet Zantow always believed you don't have to be perfect, you just have to start. There's a smart slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mommy, how come I can't sit in the front seat?
Because I love you and you're just not ready yet.
Putting your kids in the right seat for their age and size is an act of love. Check that your kids are in the right seat at NHTSA.gov/the right seat. Love protects. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
As Wisconsin is saying the word bag instead of bag, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Mornings with Pat Kreitlow on WBZH. I'm Mark Lundeen, and here's what's happening in Hayward today. As always, starting off at 8 o'clock today is the Monday Flea Market at the Hayward Sports Center, starting at 8 o'clock, going till 3 o'clock. Over 100 booths inside and out with great finds, antiques, collectibles, crafts, fishing tackle, farmer's market, jewelry, coins, and books. And, of course, the Market Cafe is also opening up at 8 o'clock, serving you breakfast, lunch, and snacks throughout the day. Again, the Monday Flea Market starting off at the Hayward Sports Center at 8 o'clock. There is a free Veterans Therapeutic Ranch program being offered at Nature's Edge Therapy Center starting Mondays and Fridays from 9 until 10, from August 4th all the way through August 22nd. This is a ground-based equine assisted therapy, farm animal interaction, and horticulture, promotes emotional well-being and purpose and resilience. This is sponsored by the Marshfield Clinic of Ladysmith Community Fund. Register now by going to naturesedgetherapycenter.org. That's naturesedgetherapycenter.org. To register for the Veterans Therapeutic Ranch Program, absolutely free. The Northwoods Humane Society is sponsoring Tag Day today, starting at 9 o'clock over at the Northwoods Humane Society. You can pick up your various tags needed for your animals and do that at 9 o'clock. over at the Humane Society. The Hayward Farmers Market opens at 9 o'clock today. They are located over at the Lumberjack Bowl, where you'll find some seasonal vegetables, fruits, natural beef, lots of homemade baked goods, eggs from happy wandering chickens. I think they mean free range, yeah. So all their products there, all that available at the Hayward Farmers Market, 9 o'clock today over at the Lumberjack Bowl. The Hayward Community Food Shelf will be open today. This is located at 16216 Highway 63. They distribute food every Monday morning starting at 9 o'clock. For details, you can visit haywardfoodshelf.net. Super Senior Classes happening at the Hayward Senior Resource Center today starting at 11 o'clock. This is only a $2 class for 45 minutes of great workouts for balance, strength, coordination, core, and having fun. And this is a chair-based exercise class. Live music at the library from Northwood String Quartet starting at 1:30. This will be held at the Sherman and Ruth Weiss Community Library in Hayward. They have a free concert. Again, Northwood's String Quartet Concert starting at 1:30 today at the Hayward Library. Also at the library at 1:30, Adventures into STEM. This program is for 10 to 13-year-olds. For more information, call the library at 715-634-2161. And again, this is for Adventures into STEM, starting at 1:30 for 10 to 13-year-olds. The Spooner Library will be hosting a kids' photography class starting at 4 o'clock today. Larry Sampson, a former reporter and photographer for the Washburn County Register, is graciously offered to teach a photography class to kids from 3rd grade to 7th grade. Parents are invited to attend the class with their child and to bring their own cameras. Registration is required, so check that out at spoonerlibrary.org/events. Again, this is a kids' photography class starting at 4 o'clock at the Spooner Memorial Library. The Northwoods Community Food Shelf will be open at 10 o'clock on Tuesday. They are located at the Spider Lake Youth Center at 11255 Highway 77, just north of the Hayward Hospital on the left-hand side. Again, Northwoods Community Food Shelf starting at 10 a.m. at the Spider Lake Youth Center. Junior naturalists are wandering about watersheds at the Wayside Wanderings Natural Play Area starting at 10 o'clock. From calm ponds to rushing rivers, we'll discover everywhere where water flows. The Junior Naturalist Programs offers environmental education to children entering grades 6 through K using games, art, and outdoor exploration. Meet at the Wayside Wanderings Natural Play Area over at 43135 Randysack Road in Cable. And it's $6 for members and $8 for non-members of the Cable Natural History Museum. Storytime presented by the Northwest Connection Family Resources at the Sherman and Ruth Weiss Community Library starting at 10:15. Storytime is geared towards babies to four-year-olds. For more information, call the library at 715-634-2161. And then at 2 o'clock at the Cable Natural History Museum, Talon Talk, a live raptor program, is being offered in their classroom. Be there at 2 o'clock. Come early if you can to get a seat. At 2 o'clock, again, Talon Talk, a live raptor program starting at 2 o'clock at the Cable Natural History Museum. The third annual Springbrook National Night Out is held on Tuesday, August 5th from 5 until 8 o'clock. You can meet at the VFW, the Springbrook Post VFW, for the Springbrook National Night Out being held tonight from 5 until 8 o'clock. You've been listening to WBZH Buzz of the North, local report on Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. To stay up to date with everything going on in the Hayward Lakes area, head over to our website at WBZH.fm and subscribe to our newsletter. Coming up after local news and information, Pat Kreitlow returns. I'm Mark Lundeen, and I'll be back with more Hayward area information in 20 minutes on Buzz of the North. It's 8:29.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for matinee on air.
As Wisconsin as a fish fry on a Friday night, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is inviting residents to the annual Farm Technology Days event this week. The yearly event gives residents a chance to see some of the latest developments in the agricultural industry, including new technology and research. The DNR will also have their own tent, where officials will share information on conservation efforts, management practices, and offer free nitrate screenings for private well owners. This year's Farm Technology Days event will take place from Tuesday to Thursday in Waupaca County. A new report from the Wisconsin Policy Forum found the participation rate for apprenticeship programs is at a record high. According to the report, over 17,000 people participated in the Wisconsin Department of Workforce Development's Registered Apprenticeship Program in 2024. The number of kids in the state participating in apprenticeship programs has also more than doubled over the last few years, from 5,100 in 2019 to well over 11,000 this year. The programs aim to address workforce shortages in fields like construction and healthcare. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is inviting area residents out for their annual Family Fun Day at the Brule State Fish Hatchery this week. According to a press release, the event will take place on Saturday beginning at 10 a.m. and features a variety of fun family activities like hatchery tours, demonstrations, youth archery lessons, and catch-and-release fishing. More information on the event is available on the Department of Natural Resources website, and anyone over the age of 16 who attends will need to bring a valid Wisconsin fishing license. Duluth Mayor Roger Reinert is warning residents that the city's budget deficit has now grown to over $7 million. In a social media post, Mayor Reinert said the budget deficit has grown by $1.3 million from the spring to a total of $7.2 million. Officials say increased wages for city employees has been a large part of the growing deficit, but that the increased wages are necessary to attract and retain talent for long-term growth. Mayor Reinert suggested more partnerships with local communities and businesses to increase revenue. For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Pamela Anderson has been married 5 times. Once to Tommy Lee, once to Robbie Ritchie, also known as Kid Rock, twice to a professional poker player, and only 1 time to some guy named Dan. She must love marriage. One of the few men she did not marry was former Superman actor Dean Cain. Last week, Cain said he and Anderson's relationship fizzled for one reason. I know what you're thinking. It's because she was too busy getting married to other men. But no. But Cain says that's not why. He says things didn't last because he was never into life in the fast lane, and Anderson was. That, along with the fact that she got married every other week, was probably a hindrance. Cain did have a lot of good things to say about Anderson. Pamela Anderson has revived her career and has gotten serious about the craft of acting. She received rave reviews for Showgirl and currently stars in The Naked Gun with Liam Neeson. They were, quote, caught, end quote, on the set of The Tonight Show making out. Yes, the two are dating, unless they've already married by the time of this airing. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
As Wisconsin as a game of cribbage with good friends, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
We have more of that smoky haze from those Canadian wildfires happening today. Otherwise, partly cloudy with a high right around 79 this afternoon. Tonight, mostly cloudy. We'll drop to 58 for a low. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with a high near 80. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 58.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Frank Anderson, who is the founder of Wisconsinology.com. You were great in the documentary. That's really exciting.
I'm really not as a documentary filmmaker because I get bored so quick. You have to really dig into your subject, and you got to show up every day, sometimes for years,
yeah,
to let a story unfold or to find a story. I'm good for one day.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
I'm Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show. If you're looking for honest talk, real stories, and straight-up news that matters to you, tune in to The Rick Smith Show. We're digging into the issues that affect your job, your family, your future. Join me weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network, because your voice deserves to be heard. That's The Rick Smith Show, heard weeknights at 9 right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Jay Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Civic Media News Director Sholly Pittman will join us to break down all the weekend news. We go beyond the cheese with Poppy Bakery. Join us.
Matinair on Air, weekday mornings 9 to 11.
Hey, welcome back. It's Monday morning. It's August 4th, 8:35 the time. I'm Pat Kreitlow here in Chippewa Falls. We'll be talking to Sean Fetteplace from Main Street Alliance coming up in just a sec. First, a reminder, you can sign up for our newsletter at upnorthnewswi.com. And this morning's edition, if you had missed the story earlier, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention recently completed an investigation about how a pizza restaurant somehow had pizza dough that was laced with THC, the chemical in marijuana that gets you high. It turns out there was an ingredient mix-up as a result of sharing storage space with a licensed cannabis vendor. And the oil containing THC somehow got into the pizza place's dough and made several people feel not so good. Not the good kind of high, apparently. But you can read more about that in our newsletter. And as well, there's a feature on 10 historic buildings in Wisconsin that are older than Wisconsin itself, predating statehood, and those buildings are still with us. And Selena Heller has a report on child care provider Corrine Hendrickson and her decision to close her doors, something that a lot of small businesses have had to deal with. The child care crisis, the lack of action by the legislature to help small businesses like child care centers, all that and more. Keep up with what we do over at upnorthnewswi.com. Sean Fetteplace is very familiar with all of this, working for Main Street Alliance. Sean, good morning. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Good, good. And again, you know, Corrine Hendrickson's story is one that we've been telling here for a while, but it's emblematic of child care providers around the state and small businesses around the state. Sean, this has not been an easy first, what, 6-7 months of the Trump administration for small businesses in Wisconsin.
That's right. On January 20th, the day after, the Office of Management and Budget dropped a bomb, which was that they were cutting grant programs all across the country. That impacted folks who are on Head Start. Here in Dane County, it would have impacted 1,000 families, actually. But we also have a lot of members who were part of programs that benefited from government funding. And so that's been huge. We actually have now sued the administration 7 times because they keep breaking the law, whether it's federal layoffs. They've laid off huge amounts of the SBA staff. They're gutting our civil society. And we're fighting back. Our organization, our members like Corrine, who thank you for all you've done to highlight her story, really are working to make sure that we're holding the administration accountable, and we're holding elected officials like Derek Van Orden and Brian Steele accountable as well.
Yeah, because again, for folks that haven't, we haven't talked about Main Street Alliance for a while here, but you know, this is not your big business agenda here. And between, you know, a lack of access to healthcare, the child care crisis, rising tariffs, a lot of what's happening through the Trump administration may be good for, say, a Fortune 100 company, but their view of their workers and of what they need from government is not the same as what businesses on Main Street need. And that's a big part of Main Street Alliance's role, is reminding state and federal lawmakers that you've got a whole bunch of members that have a different mindset than the big boys on Wall Street.
That's right. And, you know, it wasn't small business owners standing behind the president like Jeff Bezos and Elon Musk and others during the inauguration. Apparently, our pocketbooks aren't big enough to be able to do that. And so our membership, we have about 2,000 members in Wisconsin, and they're being absolutely decimated right now, whether it's the tariffs or something that your listeners really need to be aware of, is that a lot of the bad stuff in the big, ugly law that passed, they essentially put the goodies on the front end, like the cuts, And then getting rid of benefits and stuff later on. Medicaid, for example, is one of those programs. However, the enhanced tax credits in the Affordable Care Act marketplace, where tens of millions of people get insurance in this country, those cuts are going to affect open enrollments in November, and the actual cuts go into effect in January. And for many, many folks in the state, that's going to raise their premiums by as much as 97%. It's going to mean tens of thousands of people in our state losing coverage. And we're going to make sure that people know who's responsible for making that happen.
And it's good that you raise that point that everything in the Trump mega bill is on its own different timeline. When these cuts happen, when these when all these things unfold, there will be ways throughout the coming years that will point back to this Trump mega bill as having that kind of an impact on them. And so that explains why you've been convening, you know, these forums across the country with small business owners, with advocates as well, to tell them that the mega bill may have been signed and everything, but that's no reason to just say, well, I guess that's that, and walk away. There's always action to be done, either to undo this or to fight for something else, right?
Yeah, I think that the first thing is that the Republicans, when they come back from their August vacation to D.C., there are getting cold feet on some of these cuts on the Affordable Care Act marketplace, because they realize that if tens of thousands of people lose coverage in their districts, or if their coverage goes up by twice what it cost before, it's going to be very easy to point out who did that. Derek Von Orden is a perfect example. Because of the way the marketplace is done, more rural areas tend to get more generous subsidies for technical reasons. And so you could see folks see the premiums go up per year in this district by between $2,000 and $4,000 a year. And that is real money. That is money that folks will not be able to afford. And so looking ahead, I mean, that's going to be something that we're really going to pound the payment on. We've been organizing folks, not just in Wisconsin, but I recently went to Iowa, went to Minnesota. We have folks convening in Virginia, North Carolina, and Michigain. Through our 1000 Main Streets program to bring people together to learn about this stuff. And we actually do have a call tomorrow. If you go to mainstreetalliance.org and go to events, we have a briefing on the impact of the big ugly bill and what you can do to fight back. So we're working to make sure that folks are aware of what's happening and they know how to contact and impact their lawmakers. I can't hear you. You're mute.
That would help if I hit that mute button there. Once again, I was looking at the website, mainstreetalliance.org, which kept me from looking at my mute button over here, and noticing the approach to small business. Again, I think of like Governor Evers when he was doing his Main Street bounce back grants, that this was going directly to small businesses on the main streets across the country. And while those voices are small, there are so many more small businesses than there are the big ones. And it really is just a matter of helping all of these entrepreneurs understand that putting their voices together, they can fight for these things that should be higher priorities in Madison and in Washington. So you've talked about at the federal level, holding Brian Stile and Derek Van Orden, to account for them. Does that include, will there be like public events, or is it more just outreach and asking people to, write to their member of Congress and let them know their dissatisfaction with what's happening?
Yeah. So I would say I'm not me, right? Okay. What I would say is for the two of them, to Brian's credit, he did hold a town hall. He got an earful the other day, but at least he held one. Derek is might as well be the witness protection program. He doesn't show up for anything. And so, I definitely show up when people have public events, write op-ed, write LTE, talk to the local media about how you're being impacted. If you get connected to us, if you get our website and sign up, we've been really at the forefront of the fight against the tariffs and against the healthcare cuts. Our members have been featured and seen by over 15 million people in the last couple months across the country on these issues. And so getting into the press, getting into be able to talk to them directly, and then getting involved in local elections. There's going to be primaries. I know there's a primary in the third CD between Becca Cook, Emily, and Lisa, I believe it is. Get connected to somebody and show up and make your voice heard. And the case with Brian's district as well. So that's the thing I would say is that, like, letters and phone calls are great, but to be honest with you, neither of them really listen to those things. So you need to get out into the public sphere and really have them feel the political accountability for doing wrong by their constituents.
Yeah. And that's Emily Berge, Laura Benjamin, Becca Cook are all running in the 3rd Congressional District Democratic primary at this point. We're talking to Sean Fedeplace from Main Street Alliance. You can learn more at mainstreetalliance.org. One of the discoveries that small businesses are making, some of them who had been, say, Trump supporters, was thinking that everything that they were saying about tariffs was somehow going to be good news for them because they're a small business. And if more people buy American because of the tariffs, it would be good for them. And I'm picking on one particular business, the Montana Knife Company, because their CEO was so, I think, illustrative of where we're at right now. Taking that view of, oh yeah, the tariffs are going to be great for a small businesses till you realize he's an American manufacturer. Yeah. But he's got to import the steel that he's using to make these knives and suddenly realizing, oh, wait a minute, these tariffs are going to hit everybody in some way, shape or form.
Yeah. He also asked for special treatment for his business, which I thought was pretty interesting.
Yes.
Considering that, you know, you look at Smoot Hawley, which arguably helped push us into the depression. You look at these current tariffs. One thing that was extremely frustrating for me in the early days of, like, post-Liberation Day and the sort of very chaotic, you know, very, I would say, impulsive announcements that have been made ever since with Bessent and Howard Lutnick cheerleading the president's economic literacy is that the way this is being done is really dumb. These tariffs, like, there's a time and place for tariffs for national security reasons. China is a bad actor, and they've done a lot of things that stealing intellectual property or other things, and there needs to be some accountability there. However, doing a carte blanche 30%, 50% tariff, a lot of profit margins, if you look at Walmart as an example, which is a very big business, right? They have huge production, huge scale. Their profitability is around 6 or 7%. And that has to be disclosed to shareholders. And so if they're only that profitable and you look at 30% tariffs, that the math doesn't math. And so what's been happening is that people have been selling existing inventory, and so they haven't had to jack up prices yet. And they're also in a wait and see period. And if you look at the jobs report that just got released last week, it showed essentially that part of the reason why the jobs data was not good is because so many businesses closed and didn't respond to the survey. And so that shows that this is having a huge impact. It's starting to show them the data, and it's only going to get worse as we head towards the holiday season.
Over at the Main Street website, the event that's most recently listed is Main Street Academy, How to Make Lawmakers Listen, scheduled for tomorrow. Looks like you're still taking signups for that if people want to learn more.
That's right. Anybody, whether you're a small business owner or an ally, all are welcome to join us on that call.
All right. Anything I forgot to ask about, Sean? I haven't talked to you for a while. I want to make sure I'm caught up on everything Main Street Alliance is doing here.
Yeah, I would just say that looking ahead as an organization, we always will be focused on policy and the things that impact our members. We are getting a lot more involved in the electoral process. We were involved in 5 state legislative wins last cycle. There's a real opportunity to get a trifecta in our state in 2027. I wanted to say kudos to the governor. That was not an easy decision for him, but I think ultimately it was his decision. And there's a huge slate of really great folks who are going to be running. So we're going to be working to engage those folks running for governor, running for lieutenant governor, running for state legislature over the course of the next few years to hopefully have a state government that prioritizes the needs across the government and not just in the governor's office for Main Street small business owners like the folks we serve.
It would be nice to see even better priorities in the 2027 state budget. Sean Fedeplace from Main Street Alliance. Great to catch up with you, Sean. Thank you so much. I'm glad you were free today.
All right. Thanks, Pat. Take care.
All right. Yep. Have a great day. When we come back, we're going to talk to Jane Matinere about what's coming up on Matinere On Air, along with Greg Bach, weekday mornings from 9 to 11. That's followed by Tom Hartman. And then, of course, the Todd Alba Show from 2 to 4. And then Maggie Dawn from 4 to 6, Nightlight with Pete Schwabba in the evenings. So much reason to stick around here on the Civic Media Radio Network. I'm Pat Kreitlow. You're up north.
Building and refreshing local radio one station at a time. This Civic Media radio station is proud to be a part of your community. Learn more at civicmedia.us.
We want to help you promote your community event for free. Tell us about your nonprofit group or organization's upcoming event, and we'll help you promote it on the Buzz of the North. Email us the information or a copy of the flyer to community@whsm.com. That's community@whsm.com. You can also drop off your flyer at our office on East 3rd Street in Hayward, or mail it to 16880 Highway 63 Hayward, 54843. Hometown Radio Refreshed on 96.9 WBZH.
It's the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. Baby bald eagles near the Great Lakes are testing positive for PFAS and other toxic chemicals. Researchers found that eagles living near the Great Lakes had 6 times more toxic chemicals in their bloodstreams than inland populations. Other chemicals found in the baby eagles' bloodstreams were DDT and PCBs, which were banned decades ago. A small Wisconsin school district just got some big clean energy bragging rights. The Elva Strum School District in Trempealeau County unveiled 184 ground mount solar panels that will deliver about 20% of the district's energy needs and will be a living classroom for students to learn about solar energy and energy data. The installation cost $150,000 and will pay for itself through energy bill savings in about 8 years. Knowledge is power. For a deep dive into Wisconsin's environmental issues, check out my Defender podcast at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
NFL Hall of Famer, College Football Hall of Famer, Mr. Joe Thomas. You were telling us a little bit about being drafted number 3. You skipped the draft.
I went fishing that day, and I never did it for anything other than I just much rather spend the day fishing with my dad, and I'm hoping that that's a story that keeps being told and gives people a reason. Like, you know what, instead of working today, I'm going to go fishing with my kid. I'm going to make the time because it's impactful. It's memories that they're going to remember for the rest of their life.
The Todd Allbaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Where working people come to talk. It's the Rick Smith Show, weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network. Join me for an honest approach to the issues American working families care about. No talking points, no focus groups. Get ready for a heavy dose of democracy, fairness, grit, and no apologies. It's current affairs from a working class labor perspective. Facts are center, science is real, and everyone gets a seat at the table. The Rick Smith Show, weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Join the family. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
You're listening to Mornings with Pat Kreitlow on WBZH. I'm Mark Lundeen, and here's what's happening in Hayward today. I'm talking with Joyce Knowlton today of Sawyer County Public Health. Good morning.
Good morning.
So, National Night Out, that's coming up here pretty quick, and you have some comments about that. And it's interesting that usually it's law enforcement that is talking about National Night Out, but what does the public health area have to say?
Well, in public health, we actually have a public health emergency preparedness section.
Okay.
And as part of that, we work with Sawyer County Emergency Management to make sure things run smoothly in the county and that we have plans in place for most types of disasters that you can think of that would happen here. So National Night Out this year is on Tuesday, August 5th. It's from 5 to 7 p.m., and it's at the Hayward Intermediate School. If people have never been there before, this is for kids, and there will be any kind of responding unit there. So there will be a lot of police cars. There will be ambulances, fire trucks. I think they're going to bring in a helicopter. But then there's all kinds of games and activities. They can meet the canines. There's a lot of giveaways for the kids, along with free food and drinks for them as well.
Oh, yes. Well, that's important.
It is, especially from 5 to 7.
Yeah.
So this year, Sawyer County Public Health and Emergency Management are working together. We are going to have a booth that is about emergency preparedness for kids. And part of it is going to focus on tornado preparedness, but the other part just focuses on general preparedness. So we will have things like a small backpack to give them, along with some an activity book, a coloring book, a flashlight, and other things that kids can use to help stay safe. So let's say they're going down in the basement for a tornado.
Yeah, right.
So they'll understand why they're down there. The whole idea is for them to be prepared and not scared.
Yeah.
And so really that starts with educating them and letting them know that they're not the only ones, that this is what we do, and that there's really nothing to be afraid of as long as you're prepared.
So we're out in a rural area, you know, and we have in town in Hayward, we have sirens that are going off and people in town can say, oh, geez, there must be something going on. We should probably go downstairs.
Yes.
But out in the rural areas, we have a hard time getting those notifications. I live out on B near Round Lake.
Yep.
There's no sirens out there.
Right.
How do people get to know that there's a tornado warning for our county or in the neighboring counties?
So in Sawyer County, we have a program called NIXL. It's N as in Nancy, I-X-L-E. And this is a Sawyer County alerting system. You can sign up two different ways. The first way is you just, on your phone, text your zip code to 888-777. You just text your zip code and you're signed up for NIXL.
Oh, okay. So it's not a regular phone number. It's a shortcut number.
Right. And so it then records your phone number and any time, and it records your area. That's why you're doing the zip code.
Oh, okay.
And any time there is something in your area or close by, let's say a tornado warning, you will receive a text alert.
Okay.
What's nice about that is it's not an email. It's not a phone call, where those of us who are out in the sticks don't often have great internet.
Yeah.
But a lot of us can still receive a text.
Yeah.
You can go online to nixl.com/register. And in there, you can enter a little bit more information and you can just sign up to receive those texts. But for me, I'm in preparedness, so I always have a backup plan.
Yeah.
So I also have a NOAA weather radio.
Okay.
And I really love that thing. Mainly because if it's something in the middle of the night, I am going to get that alert on that radio, and it alerts very loudly.
Yes.
So it wakes me up from my sleep.
It's going to wake you up.
Where my text is not going to.
Yeah.
So that's my backup plan, and it's going to work in any area of the county. It doesn't matter what type of internet access you have. It doesn't run off of internet. It's running off of radio waves.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you will be able to get that alert. I think it's good to have that backup plan just so that, let's say you forget your phone, you lose your phone, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. So both of those ways are really good. The third thing I just want to mention really quick is if you are electricity dependent, so if you have oxygen, you have a feeding tube, you have something that medically you really need to have electricity.
Sure.
Make sure that you have information filled out with your power company, whoever they are.
Okay.
Most power companies send out a notice every year and say, if you have this, then fill this out and send it to us. Don't ignore that. And if you haven't done that, call them and ask them for the paperwork.
Oh, okay.
So the reason for that is if you are electricity dependent and the whole area goes down for electricity, they're going to focus on those medically necessary a lot quicker than they are other areas.
Okay.
They'll try to get you back up and running as fast as possible.
Sure.
So I think that's really important for people that have medical needs.
Yeah. Most of those systems in the home, they do have a battery backup, but they don't run forever.
We found all this out during the winter storm a few years ago with that ice.
Yeah.
The main problem that our residents had was those who were on oxygen were running out because they can't use that concentrator. So when they're going through oxygen tanks really fast.
Oh, yeah.
So we had to, you know, we were literally delivering oxygen on snowmobiles and fire trucks and everything else, trying to get people enough oxygen to last until their power came back on. So.
Well, thank you again for coming and reminding us about National Night Out. I encourage every resident, they're going to have events in different communities. Check with your local law enforcement for your other areas and check their calendars and attend a National Night Out. Thank you, Joyce, for coming in. We appreciate it.
You're welcome.
You've been listening to The Morning Buzz on Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. Take your favorite WBZH shows with you on the go by downloading the Civic Media app in the Apple or Google Play stores. Coming up after local news and information, my colleague Pat Kreitlow returns. I'm Mark Lundeen, and I'll be back with more Hayward area information tomorrow morning. It's 8:59.
This is the Buzz of the North, WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Texas Governor Greg Abbott threatening to kick Democratic state lawmakers out of the legislature for leaving the state ahead of a vote on redistricting. The Republicans drawing up new maps mid-decade after President Trump said he wanted to see five more GOP seats picked up in Texas. California Governor Gavin Newsom says he'll do the same thing for Democrats in his state. New tariffs take effect today with fears about price hikes.
We've now heard warnings from a number of companies that customers would start paying higher prices. Procter & Gamble just last week raised its prices this month. Best Buy, Walmart, Dollar General, and Mattel have been talking about price increases, some echoing Walmart, which said the prices of imported items could go up, but they would keep prices, quote, as low as we can. They know that customers want to see lower prices.
ABC's Rebecca Jarvis. President Trump says he'll name a new Bureau of Labor Statistics chief after firing the old one following a disappointing report on jobs. This is ABC News.